With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It was late. The apartment felt a little too still. I had one of those days that make you doubt everything that you're building. Normally, I'd call my parents, but they were a half a world away. So, half joking, half missing them, I opened a note and typed, "What would mom and dad say right now?" That single line became the seed of an app. And maybe one of the most personal AI projects I've ever made. Welcome back to Data and AI with Mukundan, the show where we learn AI by building. Today, we're not building another data tool. We're building something closer to the heart. A little companion that speaks in the voice of people who love us. It's called What Would Mom and Dad Say? And it started because I missed hearing my parents' advice. When life gets noisy, the simplest comfort is someone who reminds you who you are. For me, that was my parents. Mom is empathy, dad is practicality. She'd ask how I feel and he'd ask what I'll do next. When they left after visiting me, the apartment felt weightless. So I thought, could I capture a tiny echo of their voices? That was the goal. Not to replace them, but to hold a small piece of their wisdom close, especially on nights like that. You don't need code to understand this next part. All you need are three plain English prompts. Let's look at the first prompt, which is the parent profile prompt. This tells the AI who it's pretending to be. You can write it in your notes app. You can say, "You are my mom. You speak with warmth and reflection. You remind me to slow down, to rest, to see the good in myself. You often share small stories from childhood and end with gentle encouragement." And for dad, it could be, "You are my dad. You're practical, calm, and funny. You ask guiding questions, focus on next steps, and always end with a simple plan." That's it. That becomes the personality file. The emotion prompt. This helps the AI notice the feeling before it replies. Say this aloud or type it. You can say, first tell me what emotion you hear in my message. It can be fear, stress, guilt, excitement, or hope. Then respond like the parent I chose. It keeps the response anchored in empathy. And finally, let's look at the response prompt. Finally, the structure that makes it feel human. So in your reply, do three things. Start by acknowledging what I'm feeling. Share a short memory or a piece of advice that fits. And end with one encouraging question that helps me think forward. That's it. There's no tech talk, no formatting, just conversational instructions. That's what powers emotional AI. Not code, but clarity. Let's look at the part where we are trying this for the first time. Now, when I typed, I feel like I'm failing at everything. The agent which had the mom's voice, it said, "My dear, remember when you learned to ride a bike? You fell so many times, yet you never gave up. This is another one of those wobbles before balance." And Dad's voice said, "All right, what's one thing you actually handled well today? Start there, because momentum beats perfection every single time." I laughed and cried in the same minute because, well, it wasn't perfect, but it felt real enough to heal a little bit. Now, here's what building this taught me. Empathy isn't built with algorithms. It's built with intent. When you create prompts like these, you're really teaching a machine to slow down. You're giving it permission to be human-sized, quiet, kind, and curious. If you ever built your own emotional AI, keep these plain rules. Always validate first, because people don't need fixing. They need feeling. Second, tell a story. Because memory always connects faster than logic. And finally, end with a question. Because curiosity reopens the mind. That's emotional AI in one sentence. Now, let's look at boundaries and ethics that I wanted to have while I was building this. I needed guardrails because so every session here begins with a line that says, "This is a reflection tool, not therapy. I'm here to help you pause and think, not to diagnose." Because see, it's a reminder that technology can comfort, but obviously it's not meant to replace connection, not meant to replace any kind of human connection. And of course, it's not meant to replace my own parents. It's just an additional tool. And I also made sure the messages stay local, that is, no uploads, no analytics, because feelings, they aren't metrics. Maybe for some people, but not for me. Well, if you make your own version, promise yourself this. Protect privacy the way you'd protect a conversation with your own parents. What this really taught me. Building "What Would Mom and Dad Say" changed how I think about AI. Because we keep thinking, you know, machines should know more about us so that like they can give better suggestions, but we also do realize that when we are providing more data, we keep teaching these machines to sound intelligent. Or maybe the next leap is teaching them to sound kind. AI can't love you. It's not human. Humans love. or maybe like animals do, right? It's not a living thing. It's artificial. But it can remind you of the people who do. And sometimes that reminder is enough to keep you going. Because empathy isn't a feature. It's a design decision. And it starts with the words you chose in a prompt. Here's my message to you. So tonight, when life feels heavy, open a note on your phone. Type one of those prompts. Let AI answer like someone who cares about you. Not because it's magic, because it's you. Programming kindness back into your own world. That's what technology is supposed to do. Not replace love, but help you reflect it. If you want to try this offline, remember these three voice prompts. One is a parent profile prompt, where you can describe the person's tone and typical phrases. An emotion prompt, where you ask the AI to name what it hears first. And what feeling it hears first, really. And the third, response prompt, where you ask it to validate, tell a short story, and end with one hopeful question. That's all you need. No coding, no app, just words. And if you've already followed me so far, you know that I also use Riverside.fm, which is one of my partners for recording my podcast. It has amazing AI tools, helps you record your podcast with ease. You can distribute it to multiple platforms. You can create one magical clip. You can create TikTok videos from it. So a lot of things you can do with just one episode. So that's a great tool I'd recommend. And I'd obviously recommend RSS.com, which is my hosting platform for my podcast. This helps me to distribute my podcast to multiple platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, obviously, but also platforms like TuneIn, Amazon Music, Audible, Deezer, and many other platforms like this. And of course, it allows you to publish to YouTube too. Don't forget that RSS.com has a feature to allow you to get paid with just 10 downloads a month. So using what they call as a paid feature, which is programmatic ad insertion, and it's done dynamically. So inside your podcast, there'll be ads which are inserted dynamically by their program. And you can get paid if someone listens to those ads. So, you know, that's a great way to get paid. And all you need is just 10 downloads a month. So I would highly recommend RSS.com if you choose to host your platform, host your podcast, right? Thanks for listening in. I'm Mukundan, and this was Data and AI with Mukundan. See you next week.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.